Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you a variety of articles from Scouts in the News. We'll begin with Boy Scouts from Troop 282. Join thousands at Scout Quest 100. This weekend, Flora Boy Scouts from Troop 282 joined more than 10,000 other Scouts for Scout Quest 100, an event held in St. Louis Forest Park in honor of the 100th anniversary of Boy Scouts of America. This is the second biggest scouting event in the country this year, said George Dickinson, Troop 282 Scoutmaster. The only thing bigger is going to be the National Jamboree, a huge event held in Virginia near Washington, D.C. Around town, Boy Scouts to build houses in Dominican Republic. There'll be no singing around with nothing to do for at least 19 young men in North Canton. Members of Boy Scout Troop 12 and their adult leaders will fly in August to the Dominican Republic, where they will spend a week building houses as part of the Village Mountain Mission Project. Boy Scouts track rare badge. About 15 children were creeping through a trail at the Morgan Run Natural Environment Area outside of Westminster Sunday using their newly acquired animal stalking techniques. The members of Venturing Crew 202 were helping Boy Scouts get merit badges in tracking. This badge was discontinued in the 1950s and is being offered this year as part of the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America. When we opened up our registration, they started pouring in, said Claire Kaziak, a volunteer whose husband, Paul, is the crew advisor. The Venturing Crew normally opens up its merit badge by day camps to 15 kids at a time, but it tripled the capacity of this season to three groups of 15 because of the overwhelming response it received. Paul Kaziak hopes merit badge day camps like this one pique crew members' interests. The basic idea of a merit badge is to introduce scouts to a new hobby or discipline, he said. In some cases, it leads to a career. Nathan Sarusitis, an 11-year-old crew member, enjoyed figuring out which tracks belonged to which animal. He wanted to get the tracking merit badge before it was too late. It's not going to come around again, he said. Six new Eagle Scouts honor Warwick Troop 45. Boy Scout Troop 45 of Warwick held an Eagle Court of Honor recently for six Warwick boys hosted by the troop sponsor, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Honored were Patrizio Grandinale, Frederick Landergrand, Joseph Landergrand, Ryan Miller, Julian Stewart, and Andrew Wenman. To achieve the Eagle rank, the highest rank in Boy Scouts, they were required to complete a minimum of 21 merit badges, have leadership roles in and outside of the troop, and participate in community service. As their last requirement, each boy must complete a community service project. The boys' service projects truly included the entire community. Village of Warwick Mayor Michael Newhart said, "Our youth, the veterans, senior citizens, and religious communities were recipients of the boys' work." Area Boy Scouts to host celebration. Regional Boy Scouts, their leaders, family, and friends are set to salute the 100th anniversary of Scouting this month. "This is a big event for us," said Fisher, who was co-chairing the event with his wife, Mary. "We've got more than 450 Scouts and leaders who will be here, plus all the visitors. It's going to be exciting for all Scouts." Activities will begin at 1 p.m. and include camp tours, a history of the council and scouting, the observation of merit badges, games, Dutch oven cooking, demonstrations, live music, and more, he said. "We'll also have two of the official Boy Scout hot air balloons here. And there's something to see," Fisher said. "They are great, big, colorful Boy Scout balloons that haven't been in our council before. These balloons go to the National Jamboree, so they will be a spectacle thing to see in the valley next to the Buffalo River." Boy Scouts honor volunteers. The Kalapuya District of the Boy Scouts of America recognized its volunteers at an annual dinner at Eastside Christian Church in May. More than 500 volunteers work on the district level and in the 51 Cub Scout packs, Boy Scout troops, and venture crews in the district, which serves Linn County, North Albany, and Jefferson. Dustin Johnston, Kalapuya District Chair, kicked off the event by sharing major accomplishments in the past year. Those include achieving national BSA quality district recognition, achieving final goals for the year, finance goals for the year, growth in the number of volunteer leaders, development of a volunteer physician corps for youth physicals, and organization of a strong unit and membership growth team. The highlight of the evening was the presentation of three District Award of Merits, a national BSA award given on the district level based on the number of participating scout units. For the 2009-2010 year, the awards were presented to Keith Eschleman, Albany, Matthew Herb, Lebanon, and Tim Hagee, Albany. Scout helps seniors en route to Eagle. A local Boy Scout is poised to cap his career with a good deed as he seeks to attain the rank of Eagle Scout by helping the senior center to replace unsightly furnishings needed for its home entertainment center. I was just looking for a local place that needed help, said Sean Lutzka, of how he had the idea to work for his project. I was already pretty good friends with the people down at the senior center because of having helped with the food drive in town that was headquartered there. So I asked Council on Aging Director Sharon Mercurio, if there was anything the senior center needed done, and she showed me their bookshelf and TV stand. They were getting decrepit, and the center really needed some new ones. Sean is a very polite, very mature young man who wanted to do something for the senior center, said Mercurio. The scouting community we have in town is amazing, said Mercurio. They're really wonderful. They're always giving back to the senior center, and as they do, and all they do is very much appreciated. Owego Scout Troop observes 75th anniversary. Not every Boy Scout troop can say its charter was signed by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, and even fewer can boast that it's had the same sponsor for its 75-year existence. Owego's Boy Scout Troop 38, however, can lay claim to both. To celebrate its anniversary, the troop will host an all-day gathering Saturday at Hickory's Park in Owego. The hope, said the troop unit commissioner, Scott McDonald, is that former members, leaders, and their families will join them to celebrate and reminisce. We sent out about 300 letters, he said. We sent them out to states from great distances away. Hartsville Boy Scout Camp aboard World War II aircraft carrier. Boy Scout Troop 007 relived a part of history when they participated in the camping program aboard the World War II aircraft carrier Yorktown at Patriots Point Naval and Maritime Museum in Charleston Harbor. The Scouts became shipmates with other Scouts as they toured the Yorktown World War II submarine Clamagore, Vietnam-era U.S. Naval Support Base, and Cold War Memorial. Morning and evening meals were prepared and served to the Scouts in the Chief's Mess aboard the Yorktown to give the youth the full effect of having lived aboard a famous man of war. Scouts Museum planned in V-Land. Henry Henson wants to turn his vast collection of Boy Scouts memorabilia into a featured tourist location. When the Southern New Jersey Council of Boy Scouts of America built its facility on South Main Road 22 years ago, Hanson said he made sure the building had a basement. The 78-year-old, who started in the Scouts when he was 8 years old, has been collecting Boy Scouts memorabilia for decades and has long planned to have a museum at the Council's main building. He's been the unofficial museum curator for years, says Jim Hans, Scout executive for the Council. Hanson, an avid collector, has compiled about 10,000 pieces from the public over the years. His collection includes uniforms dating more than 90 years ago, pictures of troops, literature, storybooks, knives, and camping equipment. Hanson also has some rare patches that are worth thousands of dollars to collectors. Scouts salute historic Boyce Trail. Every journey starts with a single step. And so did Scout Homecoming 2010. Friday morning, 39 Boy Scouts, leaders, and other hikers marked the start of a centennial celebration of Ottawan W.D. Boyce's founding of Boy Scouts of America by traveling the historic 16-mile W.D. Boyce Trail. The trail, established in the 1960s, is the first trail recognized by the National Office of the Boy Scouts of America as a suitable hiking trail for scouts. Among those participating were scouts from Troop 797 of Utica, Troop 11 from Ottumwa, Iowa, and Troop 167 from Mountain View, Arkansas. Boy Scouts honor Lenenthan with top award. The Silver Beaver Award is the most prestigious scouting award. Dave Lenenthan of Lamar's will receive the medal Saturday from the Boy Scouts of America, Mid-America Council. "It's an honor for me," Lenenthan said. The award ceremony in Omaha is part of the Boy Scouts' 100th anniversary celebration, which will also recognize other top volunteer leadership and scouting supporters. When it comes to the Silver Beaver Award, recipients are those who implement the scouting program and do community service through hard work, self-sacrifice, dedication, and many years of service, according to a website about the award. Treasure Valley Boy Scouts celebrate 100 years. The Boy Scouts of America are 100 years old, and they're building bridges and bonds to mark the occasion. Being a Boy Scout, as you would expect, includes a lot of knot tying, earning merit badges, and having fun. Even more important, teaching young men a lifelong lesson. Boy Scouts from two Palmer troops have been working all week on Centennial Camporee 2010. So we've had 30 boys up there working on this for 3 or 4 days, said Jared Stockett with the Boy Scouts of America Palmer Troop. They built a suspension bridge using only wood and rope. The poles were donated, and the scouts even learned how to make the rope. The Boy Scouts of America are celebrating 100 years. It's been around a long time. It's been part of my family. My grandfather was a scout in the early 1920s to 1930s, said Alan Stevenson, a parent advisor. Boy Scouts experience Navy life. Boy Scouts Troop 918 from Saddleback Church Troop in Orange County, California, had the opportunity to experience Navy life during a camping trip in San Diego. Several adults and 43 children from the troop set up camp at Naval Submarine Base Point Loma. The camping trip was an opportunity for the troop to complete the requirements for the community merit badge. "This is the first time we have done this trip," said Dave Klein, Assistant Scoutmaster. "We are working on our citizenship in the community merit badge. We not only learn about our community, but people that serve their community, and serving your country is certainly serving your community. It is one of the ultimate ways to serve." Sylvania Boy Scout Who Saved Life Gets Honor Medal. In true scout fashion, Tommy Grubbs of Sylvania was humble and gracious after receiving the Boy Scouts of America Honor Medal, an award only 2,033 scouts have received in its 87-year history. "It's not every day that somebody wins something like this, so I do feel proud," Mr. Grubbs, 19, said. "I don't like to boast about it or anything. I don't think that I'm any more special now." The award is given to a scout who saves or attempts to save someone's life with personal risk to himself. Mr. Grubbs of Sylvania's Troop 154 was presented the medal at a ceremony last month. Annual Flag Marching Return. We need to get as many kids out as we can to educate them and to get them to have respect for the flag. With those words of patriotic hope for the next generation, Tony DeSalvo said preparations are underway for the annual God, Country, and Community Flag March to take place, rain or shine, Monday night. "This year's march coincides with the 100th birthday of the Boy Scouts of America," said DeSalvo, who has been affiliated with the Boy Scouts since 1942. "Our goal is 1,000 marches for the 27th anniversary of Flags Across America March," he said. "Scout leaders at the Susquehanna Council of Boy Scouts of America are excited about the flag march taking place during their organization's centennial celebration," DeSalvo said. Boy Scouts Adventure Base 100 rolls into Cedar Rapids. Boy Scouts have come a long way in the last 100 years, and anyone wanting to know just how far can see for themselves at the Adventure-Based 100 exhibit at Kirkwood Community College June 18th and 19th. One of the biggest changes former Scouts may see as they tour the museum is the impact technology has had on the scouting over the years, said Travis Christopher, Executive Director of the Hawkeye Area Council of the Boy Scouts of America in Cedar Rapids. Our new handbook has pod links, it has web links, it has internet-based achievements, Christopher said. The character education is still there, the values are still there, but it's a lot of more technology-based than people have seen in the past. Wanawak Center Boy Scouts complete shocking project. Something that started out as a possible Boy Scout project ended up as a generous gift to Wanawak Center Schools from a Barbaroo businessman. Tom Keller, a scoutmaster for the local Boy Scout Troop 119, said, 2 years ago in the fall, the Wanawak and Barbaroo troops toured the Resonance Research Corporation in Barbaroo prior to them shipping their electric projects to customers. We thought it would be a good idea to earn an electricity merit badge for our scouts. He said the display was amazing and several youth and adults were interested in finding out more about it. In stepped D.C. Cox, who was instrumental in helping provide the school with their own Tesla coil. Cox said the equipment would have cost about $6,000 if built for a customer. Instead, the project was very labor-intensive for the scouts. Keller of Wanawak, his son Alan, a seventh grader at the time, and Jace Rick, a fourth grader, spent a week last summer camping near Barbaroo and working on the equipment at the shop. A century of adventures for Boy Scouts. Physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. These are the three principles that the Boy Scouts of America have impressed upon boys across the nation for the past 100 years. To celebrate the organization's anniversary, the Central New Jersey Council held an event June 5th at the shops at North Brunswick, off Route 130 South and Route 1 North. We want to celebrate the adventure. 100 years of scouting, and we're still here. We're still relevant. We want to show this is where we are, and this is where we are going in the next 100 years, said Matthew Fernandez. The Simios, South River, Edison, Metuchen, East Brunswick, Old Bridge, Spotswood, District Executive. We want to show America what the Scouts is and what the Scouts does for America. Cub Scouts celebrate centennial. Members of Cub Scout Pack 86 had a centennial birthday party at DeBurrow's to celebrate the Boy Scouts' 100th anniversary. The party included skits, speeches, and awards for the accomplishments of the 90 Scouts in first to fourth grade. The pack holds an annual blue and gold banquet in the spring, but this year it took a special meaning because of the anniversary. In addition to the party, Ali Botine of Gold Star Manners led a demonstration of appropriate greetings and Scouts performed several skits focused on table manners. Pack 86 is based at the Annie Sargent School with members coming from all five North Andover elementary schools and private schools. Scouts serve community. Cubs learn conservation through scouting. Yuma Cub Scout Troop 8051 has learned to think globally, but act locally through their effort to attain the Boy Scouts of America World Conservation Award. They all earned their conservation patch, said Megan Kircher, publicity chairwoman for the troop. They learn there's pride in doing something good and not getting paid for it. Most times 8- and 9-year-olds would groan about doing yard work, but not these kids. They were very excited to do all for the pack. The 10 Scouts of Troop 108051 spent the previous month conducting a community service project. A highlight of that venture was cleaning out the irrigation canal behind Christ Lutheran Church as part of their requirement to earn their award. In a painstaking restoration effort, Scouts cleared out trash, weeds, and leaves from the canal ditch. And that was a major project because they were only 8 to 9. Yet they helped restore a free-flowing stream so the canal uses less water. And now that it's clean, It's not feeding the weeds or getting caught up in the debris. Troop honors 6 Eagle Scouts and award winners. On May 23rd, Boy Scout Troop 401 of Roseville and Shoreview celebrated 6 Scouts earning their Eagle Scout rank. The 6 Eagle Scouts are Sterling Erickson, son of Alex and Parker Erickson of Arden Hills, Cameron Gassaway, son of Carol and Rich Gassaway of Roseville, Kyle Hassey, son of Sarah and Steve Hassey of Roseville, Jeff Hoff, son of Bev and Doug Weber of Roseville, Trevor Peterson, son of Maureen and Greg Peterson of Roseville, and Mike Robinson, son of Diane and Dave Robinson of Roseville. The boys have been in Scouts together since joining Cub Scouts at Emmett D. Williams Elementary School in 1998. They're all now seniors at Roseville High. Fewer than 4% of all Boy Scouts attain the Eagle rank, and to have an entire patrol achieve Eagle at the same time is very rare, according to Troop 401 Scoutmaster Steve Anderson. Shelby Township Venture Scout earns Silver Award. Shelby Township resident and Eisenhower High School senior Miranda Gould is soaring high after recently being honored with the Venturing Silver Award, the highest honor a Venture Scout can obtain. The award is the equivalent to the Boy Scout Eagle Award and is only bestowed upon those who truly stand out in their crew as demonstrating excellent leadership skills. Compassionate community service and creative competence with regard to vocational ability. When they called me and told me I was a recipient, I was overjoyed, joyful, and excited. I definitely couldn't stop smiling, she shared. This award to me means that I have worked hard and had fun and met many amazing people on my journey of the Silver Award, which I will always treasure. Verona Boy Scouts honor 4 freedoms. The Verona Boy Scouts of America presented replicas of Norman Rockwell's 4 Freedoms series of paintings to the town of Verona on Monday night. The Verona Venture Crew, part of the Boy Scouts of America, is an organization dedicated to promoting patriotism and American heritage throughout the United States and right here in our local community, said Sam Getman, Eagle Scout and president of Venture Crew 25. The paintings were inspired by the 1941 State of the Union Address by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and who made famous after they were published in the Saturday Evening Post in 1943. He said in his presentation to the Verona Town Board. In his address, Roosevelt said the 4 freedoms were freedom of speech and expression, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. Boy Scouts received grant. Larry Richards, operations supervisor at the Ludington Pumped Storage Plant, provided 300 hours of volunteer service over the past year as scoutmaster of Boy Scout Troop 1193 in Ludington. The Consumers Energy Foundation has awarded the troop a $650 grant, which will be used for camp scholarships. The grant reflects a doubled amount through CEPSACER, Consumers Energy Employees Providing Service Around Children's Essential Resources, which was established as part of the American Promise, the Alliance for Youth. Boy Scouts install flags on Main Street homes. Boy Scout Troop 715 spent Sunday night installing flags on homes on Main Street in Warsaw. An anonymous donor recently purchased 62 flags from Ace Hardware, Warsaw. The donor lives on Main Street and purchased the flag to show more patriotism in Warsaw, according to Joe Hahn, Troop 715 Scout leader. The Boy Scouts took flag orders from May 23rd and spent time Sunday night going to homes on Main Street to install the flags. The Boy Scouts encouraged the homeowners to fly the flags on Flag Day, June 14th and July 4th. We try to have the Scouts complete 400 to 500 hours of community service per year, and I feel it is important for them to learn to help others, McCleary said. Zach Loriano, 13, a Troop 715 member, said he was happy to do the work. And finally, Scout Refreshes Memorial. Eagle Scout candidate Stuart Bo Williams Community Service Project showcases the symbol of America, O Glory, and honors a stalwart supporter of area scouting. Williams' project was to renew and refurbish an existing flag and memorial garden at the Silver Spring Shores Elks Lodge, 2730 near Bellevue, and enhance a meeting room front entrance with shrubs and landscape work. The flag display and garden features poles bearing the American flag, Elks Club flag, and a Paumea tribute flag and the state of Florida flag. Many of the Elks Club members are veterans, and they appreciate the American flag, said Williams, 16. A nearly life-size silhouette of a soldier kneeling with helmet removed, paying respects to fallen comrades near two white obstacles. And now about some jokes for the day. First one, Joker. Why did the monster's mother knit him 3 socks? Harvey, I have no clue. Joker, she heard he grew another foot. And that's submitted to us by Matthew C. in Gladstone, Missouri. All right, how does a very small person say goodbye? Beats me. With a microwave. And that's submitted by Tom D. in from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. A book never written, Japanese Warriors by Sam R. Rye. Submitted by Chandler B. from Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Michael, why are some umpires fat? Andrew, tell me. Michael, they always clean their plate. Okay, and that's submitted by Noah B. from Lincoln, Nebraska. Noah, what does an aging lollipop use to walk? Patrick, beats me. Noah, a candy cane. And that's submitted by Noah T. in Hudsonville, Michigan. Aaron, how do fish get from place to place while playing golf? Pee-wee, I don't know. How? Aaron, by golf carp. Okay. And that's submitted by Aaron C. from Fayetteville, North Carolina. A book never written, Calling for Help by Paramedics. And that's submitted by James M. from Harrisburg, North Carolina. Max, did you hear about the nun who tripped over her laundry? Jimmy, no. What happened? Max, she kicked the habit. All right. And that's submitted to us by Maximilian J. Ligonier. J. from Ligonier, Pennsylvania. A Beethoven fan went to visit the composer's grave. When he arrived, he found Beethoven sitting up and erasing his symphonies. What are you doing? The fan asked. Beethoven looked at him and said, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm decomposing. And that's submitted by Joshua G. in Little Rock, California. A book never written, How to Fix a Flat by Aaron Tyre. Aaron Tyre, get it? Okay. That's submitted by Jacqueline S. from Moline, Illinois. John, what do you get when you mix a shark with a pig? Max, I don't know. John, bacon bits. Submitted by Justin M. from Monterey, Massachusetts. Chad, why do magicians do so well in school? Josh, I don't know why. Chad, they're good at trick questions. All right. Submitted by Chad N. from Firestone, Colorado. A book never written, Desert Plants by Sagebrush. Submitted by Calvin B. from Coonan, Idaho. A book never written. One day, a farmer was milking his cow, and he saw a mosquito fly into the cow's ear. As he was milking, he noticed another mosquito in the milk. The farmer thought. In one ear, out the udder. Submitted by Michael B. from Fairbanks, Alaska. Well, that's about all we have for today. We've run out of time. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of the material is programmed for print and visually impaired audience. So long.